What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Lego. There are lots of Lego set stuff that have come out recently and been recently there. There was an event that took place in New York this past week. Our reporter Travis was at the event and took some photographs. It's like their full preview, which was kind of, they showed off the full preview, but it was all the stuff coming out in August. I did have a laugh with Travis going, do they realise what fall is yet? I don't think August usually comes into that. It's called the height of the summer normally. But they're getting really basically getting all this stuff out for the Christmas season. You know, they did show, I think there was probably a lot of other stuff shown to probably the buyers and the stuff backstage and wasn't necessarily put out for the press people to see.
Yeah, probably not, but, you know, I think toy companies and Lego in particular are kind of getting better about segregating the stuff that they want consumers to see and the stuff they want the retailers to see, because we obviously over the last several years and decades have had numerous leaks where information has come out before companies like Disney or DC or whoever have wanted them to come out. And we've definitely had situations where, you know, the Avengers set or the Civil War set from a couple of years ago revealed that Giant Man was going to be in the airport battle well before any advertising happened for that. So
I mean, there wasn't a huge amount shown off that was too new, only really the August releases, so it's a few months out. They showed off again the Ant-Man and the Wasp set, which is going to be coming out, and there's not, it doesn't look like there's gonna be a lot of stuff for that, but that was already previously shown a couple of weeks ago. There were some Disney items, were a couple of like new Ariel and Tangled. There was also a Mickey and Minnie like Duplo set, so they look pretty cool. They were showing off the Incredibles sets, but they were previously released a couple of weeks ago. Haven't quite picked any of them up. Because of my upcoming holiday, I kind of decided the last few weeks just to just ease off purchasing stuff, because I'm going to be spending a load on holiday and we'll probably have a lot of stuff afterwards. But it was really the Star Wars releases were the kind of the main ones they were pushing, which were all very, like, they were a bit all over the place. We had, I was just going to run through a few things here. We had a Sandcrawler, which is like $140, which does look cool, but just it's always a weird one of, like, what you can do with that. Lots of droids. There's the X-Wing Starfighter, which, about $80, a couple of different figures in that one. That one does look cool. Then you got Snoke's Throne Room, which was a bit of an odd one. I find, like, that for $70, the throne room, which is obviously the big thing, it's not really a, if I was spending $70, I think I'd much rather buy the X-Wing where I get a vehicle than just some random building.
I think it's all about the minifigures, I think, in that case. They're really banking on people wanting to have the Kylo and the Snoke and the Rey minifigures, because there are people who do collect minifigures, so...
Mm-hmm. And then we got the Anakin Jedi Starfighter, which is $20, which includes a minifigure and Anakin Skywalker. Very simple, but actually kind of works. That might be one I might pick up as a review for one, because it's the thing, you can't buy too many $80, $90 sets. And then we got the Imperial Landcraft, which I think looks like it's coming with a container to do life rescue in the ocean, because there's this big like white box on the side that looks like a life raft. I don't quite remember that ship from the movie at all.
Well, it's funny because the advertising seems to suggest like it's supposed to be an Imperial vessel from like A New Hope or something like that, but this is the shuttle, this is basically the shuttle Tidarium from Return of the Jedi that they used to sneak past the Imperials onto the Endor moon, but that's not what they're marketing it as, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a bit of an odd one, that one. And then we've got the Hoth Medical Chamber, which comes with a couple of cool different ones, including got Luke in his underpants, and that was priced at $30. Again, these kind of sets are a bit difficult, I think, with like where you've got the main part of it is just recreating a scene. And they don't really look quite as fun as like a vehicle.
Yeah, and I've definitely said this on stream before, but I'm a huge fan of starfighters and vehicles and stuff. So that's what I'm looking for. There are a couple of good ones here. You already mentioned Anakin. That's going to be $20, so I'll probably grab it just because $20, like you said, that's not bad. They've got an X-Wing, which will also have Luke Skywalker and Biggs Darklighter as minifigures, plus R2 and a random other R2 unit. But I already have an X-Wing, so probably not for me, because I, you know, it looks a little different from the one that I've got, but not different enough for $80. Looks like the Y-Wing is coming back into print again. I've had a Y-Wing previously. I don't have one. It got destroyed in a move at some point, but it's another one where I'm just kind of like, I don't really need to spend. I don't have the price for it in front of me, but it's like $70 or $80 too. Yeah. I'm just,
well, that comes off. I mean, we also had that collector's edition one that's just so this game kind of
got the UCS.
Like, yeah, they kind of got like a couple of different variations, but I thought as a whole that was a little bit lukewarm to this. This was like, you got a couple of big ships in there, that's some big ones, but. Maybe we had some new ones out at the beginning of April. We had all the Solo stuff just come out in the last couple of weeks. I haven't picked any of them up yet myself either. Again, in the middle of moving houses, as you can see, it's like different, normal. So therefore, that's kind of slowed it all down. But I do feel like Solo might pick up a bit more when the movie comes out.
Yeah, and they're probably holding some stuff back for the movie so to avoid spoilers and whatnot. But there's a couple of new TIE Fighter designs that we've seen in the trailers, so I expect maybe at least one of those. But yeah, this entire wave just feels safe. There's nothing really new here. I mean, yeah, you've got the Snoke's throne room, but we've had the Emperor's throne room as one for a number of years. So this is basically just updating it for The Last Jedi. X-Wing, Y-Wing, Jedi Starfighter are all not new. These are just slightly updated models of stuff we've already got. I think even the Sandcrawler is just an update. So, they're just playing it safe. And honestly, even with Solo coming out, I wouldn't expect that we're going to get any like major strikingly new stuff until Episode 9, which is a year and a half away.
But then that might actually be probably good for them. I think they need that. You know, the last few years was a little bit soft with the Rogue One and the Last Jedi sets not doing as well as the Force Awakens ones. So maybe it's just time for them to have these sets out, get a few ones out, clear out some of the Star Wars stuff that they've got backlogged up. Now, we've got Star Wars Resistance coming up in the future, so that will kind of give, no doubt, a new wave of merchandise and Lego sets. But maybe it is a good idea for them just to cool back a bit on the Lego. It's just that stuff that's out now, like this range. It's like, if that's all they're going to release for the rest of the year, as much as I like them to have a little bit more things out, I don't think that's a bad idea just for them to just ease off, let people, you know, maybe do a little bit more some other stuff, maybe. But even like the Marvel side, I mean, once we get past Ant-Man and the Wasp, you know, we're going to be, there's no big movies then for Marvel right through to Captain Marvel next year.
Yeah, unless they suddenly decide to ease up on the X-Men license, in which case they've got a couple of years worth of backlog they could go through. But I don't see that happening just yet. And plus, even if it did, Lego would need time to put some sets together. Yeah, this is fine. This is basically just them going, here's our catalog items. These are going to be on the shelf for quite some time because they're nice and generic. They're not specific to any particular, you know, event or whatnot. So the retailers can expect to hold on to these. They'll probably be relatively consistent sellers. Nothing to break the mold, but you know, this X-Wing model that we've got here, the Jedi Starfighter model, we'll probably be able to talk about these right before Episode 9 comes out, and they'll probably still be the same ones.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing as well, that, you know, an X-Wing isn't going to, you know, we've had that design for the last 30 odd years. It's still a top seller, and it just makes sense for them to have something like that out. But overall, I was a little bit like, you know, a little bit lukewarm to what they came out with. But it's safe, it's easy. But they've also not, I mean, they could still have another wave for September or October. They could still keep going on more. But I'm kind of hoping in some ways that maybe with everything going on with Lego, that they ease off a little bit. Because I think even they knew that they made way too many sets in the last few years, and it cost them money when it comes to their financial reports.
Yeah, I think, and we're not just talking Star Wars here, we're talking all across the board. They really do need to produce less, because at the price point that they're asking, it really is a luxury item. And unless you have a lot of spending cash that you're not going to spend on a different hobby, you're not going to buy all that many sets in a year. Obviously, you're going to buy a handful of sets so you can review them. You got the Brickheads. Yeah. There's a lot of different Brickheads coming out. The smaller sets like the Jedi Anakin, Starfighter and stuff. But I think most people, you know, they're going to buy what their kids want.
Yeah.
And Within reason, obviously. If I had a youngish kid in the 12 or under range, there's no way I'm spending $80 on a Lego set.
The one thing I'm really hoping is that one of the Lego ideas is stitched as one of them. It's gone through like tick boxes and seems to be going on. Because I love that Tron set. I really regret not getting that Wall-E set. Sometimes you get ones that come through that are like, they just like that little bit more inspiring and that, oh, that looks awesome kind of thing. Where I remember seeing that Wall-E set at a Lego store and going, oh, I love that, but it's like £80. In hindsight, I should have got it because it just looked awesome. It would have been a great piece. But things like that Tron set, which I got back in August or back in April, was such a fantastic display set. And it just looks fun. And things like that, which are fun and different, that's what I think we need a little bit more of, a little bit more variety. Got a little bit like tons of Star Wars, a few Marvel, and then just baby kind of, you know, even the Incredibles are Duplo sets. You know, they're really like not really going for that market.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know, if you go outside the Disney brands, you know, they're reviving the Harry Potter brand, which is always going to be popular, at least for the foreseeable future. And, you know, a couple others floating around in there. They've still got the Ninjago sets. They've still got the DC Universe sets, which are doing better than the movies are. So, you know, it's not like we're only looking at Disney sets, but, you know, just in general, this is actually both good and bad news. You know, they're going with generic sets, which, you know, means we're not getting too much that's new. But at the same time, that means that when a new set comes out, either October or December this year or early next year, I might be a little bit more willing to spend a couple extra dollars than I would if it had come out right now. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you guys think of the new Lego sets. Let us know in the comments below or get in touch with us on social media. You can go check us out over at DisKingdom.com. You can go subscribe over there as well. And also, James, where can they find you?
You find me at HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.